gospel tells us today that when St. John, St. Peter arrive at the tomb, beautifully, they run. They hear the news from Mary Magdalene, who's been at the tomb, and she runs to tell them, and they run back to see the tomb. There's great excitement and anticipation. They wonder, what could this mean? John tells us clearly they don't yet understand that Jesus had to rise from the dead. But we see beautifully, St. John, he gets there first, being the younger one, runs a little faster. But St. Peter arrives, and it says he goes in, went into the tomb, and he saw the burial cloths there. Then he says, the other disciple also went in. St. John now goes in, the one who had arrived first. And it says, he saw and believed. He saw and believed. What did he see? Our sequence this morning asks Mary the same question. Oh, Mary, come and say what you saw at break of day. What is it that they saw? These grave cloths, it says they see. They see the cloths lying there. What could it mean? Now, perhaps the way that the cloth that had buried Jesus was arranged. Perhaps they saw that the cloth itself was not disturbed, but lie there in the perfect shape of a man, as if Jesus' body had just vanished. Maybe there was something in those cloths that caught their attention. But we know that primarily what they saw was not so much what was there, but what wasn't there. There's no account in our story today that Peter or John see Jesus. Rather, what they see is merely an empty tomb. Jesus is not there. Is this proof of a resurrection that Jesus rose from the dead? Well, it depends. It says clearly that John saw and he believed. What about us? We could say, well, we weren't there. We didn't get a chance to see Jesus. Well, neither have Peter or John or Mary at this point. Rather, all they see is an empty tomb. When I was in Jerusalem for 3 months studying the Holy Land, one of the most blessed opportunities I had that most people don't get was to be able to stay overnight in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the church that contains the tomb of Jesus. Normally there are thousands of people that pour through during the day, but being a seminarian, I was able to talk to the monks that live there and control the Holy Sepulchre, and was able to make an all-night vigil. They lock the door, so if you decide you're going to stay, you're in for the night. But I was able to be there by myself and just a few other seminarians and pray all night in the Holy Sepulchre. I prayed on Mount Calvary for a while, but then I moved down into the tomb of Jesus. I was actually able to go into the tomb and pray. I wasn't exactly sure what I expected. You know, you have a wonderful opportunity like this. Certainly the expectations are high. What powerful experience will I have? And I admit that I got a little frustrated. If perhaps the tiredness of the night, having been up all night, I hadn't really had this big, powerful moment yet, and I didn't know what to expect or what it would be. But I was in the tomb praying. There's the marble slab which covers the very stone on which Jesus' body was laid, and I knelt down there just to pray. And as I knelt down, I could see some writing in Greek that I had missed before when I was standing. But as I knelt down, on the bottom of an icon across where Jesus was laid, it had an inscription written in Greek. It said very simply, "See where they laid him. He is not here." And in that moment, it hit me. He's not here. And in fact, I realized that I'm witnessing the very same thing that Peter and John saw. They came to this same spot, went in and saw exactly what I saw. Nothing. There's nothing in the tomb to see. Is that enough? Is that proof of the resurrection? John saw the same thing I did, and he believed. I realized at that moment that in that empty tomb, I was no different than those apostles on the first day. I had everything available to me that they had, knowing of Jesus' brutal death and crucifixion, and there, an empty tomb. What about us today? Do we realize today that we are no different than those apostles? We come here today. We do not see the risen body of the Lord, but neither did Peter and John. Rather, we see what they saw. Just the knowledge of an empty tomb. But we know that we have more than that. We today come and we too believe, largely for the same reason that Christians throughout the centuries have believed. Because Peter and John and Mary would eventually have an encounter with the risen Lord that would strengthen their belief in that empty tomb. They have told us. They have handed on the story. We read, we are witnesses of this fact. Jesus has been raised from the dead. He is not here. As we gather this morning, we know that we have something that Peter and John did not have on that morning. We do have Jesus with us here today, for Jesus is truly risen. After his ascension now, especially through the beautiful Eucharist, he is present with us forever. At every moment, Jesus is present to us. The question then is, what difference will it make in our life? We see that John saw and believed, and they went away and they're overjoyed. They go, they tell everybody. What will we do? What difference will it make? St. Paul tells us clearly, a little yeast leavens the whole dough. Can we today be that yeast? Do our lives give witness? A couple years ago, I was at Washburn University for a lecture, a debate really, given on the topic of, was Jesus raised from the dead? Perhaps there is no proof for that, we would say, only an empty tomb. But it was interesting because they had an atheist and a Christian debating. And to his credit, finally, if you can say so, an honest atheist, because he admitted, you know what, we can't claim that somehow the apostles didn't think they saw Jesus. It is completely untenable, the atheist said, to pretend that somehow the apostles made up the story. It was interesting. He said, we have to believe that the apostles really thought that they saw Jesus raised from the dead. Otherwise, it makes no sense that they would go give their lives in testimony to this fact, to be so willing to die, those who used to be so afraid. So he said, yes, the apostles saw Jesus. They thought they did. In fact, his answer was, it was just a mass hallucination. They really thought they saw Jesus, but they really didn't. Question then is, what about us? Like those apostles, their lives gave witness to the fact that they had thought they had seen Jesus. We, of course, know they really did. But what about our lives? Can people look at our lives and say, as surely as this atheist was able to say of apostles, can people look at us and say, there is no doubt that at least these people thought that they have encountered the risen Lord? Do our lives today go away changed so that our family members, our friends, and everyone around us says, well, at least those people have thought that they have encountered the risen Lord? In truth, today we celebrate because we have encountered the risen Lord. The great message of the apostles was that they went out and told everybody, I have seen the Lord. That little message, that little yeast, has leavened the entire dough of history so that we are here today to be able to say ourselves, I have seen the Lord. We've got to be able to say that today, and everyone should see it in our lives. The greeting of the early Christians on this day was not Happy Easter. Easter is a English-German word that comes much later. Rather, when Christians would greet themselves throughout history on this day, they would proclaim to each other, "The Lord is risen." The other would respond back, "Indeed, he is risen." That is the great truth that sends us forth today. The Lord is risen. Indeed, he is risen. May our lives reflect this great truth that we have seen the Lord.